We came upon the granite marker completely by accident while visiting Xenia, Ohio on a meteorology expedition. The tornado that struck Xenia back in the 70s didn't wipe away the Ten Commandments. There they are, etched in granite right on the grounds of the courthouse, close enough to the street so that a passing motorist can read each mandate clearly. Back in the 1950s, a group called the Order of Eagles placed Xenia's Ten Commandments monument, as it did the one in Colorado and others on the grounds of courthouses across the United States. Trouble is that the courthouse tablets cause trouble. It's that whole pesky First Amendment thing, separation of church and state. Here's the disagreement in a nutshell. The American Civil Liberties Union argues that the government endorses religion when it maintains the Ten Commandments marker on its property, directly violating the First Amendment's command that government shall establish no religion. People see the tablets with the eagle, the flag on top, all on the leafy lawn of the courthouse, and they think the government believes we all should believe. On the other side, those in favor argue that the markers are more about tradition than religion. In one Indiana case, tablet proponents argued that the limestone monument etched with the Ten Commandments really honored the state's abundant limestone. The court didn't buy it. But many courts have agreed that the meaning of the marker depends on its exact placement. Standing among a collection of non-religious monuments honoring veterans or war dead, for example, courts have found that the religious content of the Ten Commandments marker is sufficiently weakened. These Ten Commandments outside the courthouse cases go back to the early 70s. In 1973, before the U.S. Supreme Court entered the God's Laws fray, a federal appellate court in Utah stretched way far and wrote that the local Ten Commandments tablet was not religious in character at all, merely a passive monument. A few years ago, it acknowledged that such a conclusion probably wasn't exactly right. But there, and in Colorado, and in Xenia, the Order of Eagles monuments remain. Last December, the federal appellate court for this region found that Elkhart, Indiana's Ten Commandments monument could not pass constitutional muster. Same Order of Eagles monument, same placement on the courthouse lawn, but the court focused on the overbearing nature of the stone, near a war memorial calling the lawn hallowed ground, close to the courthouse door reading Justice, bearing an eagle and flag to emphasize its connection with the government. The court, just last December, urged Elkhart to remember all its citizens, all their religions, and make the courthouse lawn welcoming to all. But there's a strong dissenting opinion, and attorneys have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to hear the case. Everything's on hold. What we do know is the origin of all these courthouse Ten Commandments monuments, even the one in Xenia. After raising concerns that the stones might be too coercive, the Order of Eagles put them up in the mid to late 50s at the suggestion of none other than Cecil B. DeMille. If that name sounds familiar, it's because he produced The Ten Commandments, a movie released at just about that time, which raises, perhaps, a completely secular reason for the courthouse visitors. Hollywood, baby. I'm Amy Guida.